This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us in studio this week is CJ Klaus. CJ, how you doing?
Great, how are you?
Doing very well. We've had some hot phones the past couple of weeks. We'll keep that trend alive. Don't forget, by the way, as you listen to the program, maybe you had a question last week or something's been on your mind, don't wait until the end. You can call right now. You can call in anytime during Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Also, don't forget the Klaus Financial office number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can find them online as well at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Really cool thing, too, when you get to Klaus Financial, if you scroll down, you can sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic resource, just a weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. CJ, when you walked in today, I kind of goofed on you. I said, person decides, how would we convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA? That's a very important thing, and the important factor there is taxes. What needs to be paid? How does that work?
Yeah, so we kind of left off on this last week, as a matter of fact. We had a caller call in and say, you know, what should I be doing with required minimum distributions if I don't need them? And we had talked about Roth conversions and whatnot. So basically, as it pertains to Roth conversions, and we're gonna start with Roth conversions, but then we're going to go backwards after this to talk about what is a traditional IRA and what is a Roth IRA. But as it pertains to a Roth conversion, there is no income limitation on doing Roth conversions. So there used to be, by the way. Some people think, hey, if I earn too much money, I can't do a Roth conversion. That's not true. If you earn too much money, you cannot do a Roth contribution. A Roth IRA contribution. Mm-hmm. But it does not matter what your income income level is. You can do a Roth conversion. So the question, of course, is, all right, well, how does that work? One day it's in a traditional IRA. The next day it's in a Roth IRA. Perfect. That sounds good to me. You know, sign me up. I'll do that. Well, the issue there is taxes. Remember, a traditional IRA is a pre-tax investment vehicle. So the money that you put in is pre-tax and the growth is tax deferred. Therefore, you've paid no tax on that traditional IRA money. The Roth IRA is the opposite. It is post-tax contributions, so after tax, with tax-free growth, meaning you never pay tax on the growth. So if I have money in a pre-tax traditional IRA, and in one day I converted over to a Roth IRA, the good news is the growth on that Roth IRA now going forward will be tax-free. The bad news is you have to pay income tax on that whole conversion, and here's the kicker, in the year the conversion is done.
Wow.
It's not something you can spread out over multiple years.
I've got to ask, too, as we're talking Roth IRA and some of the differences, I think sometimes people get a little confused. Is which is which, and what's an IRA? What's a Roth IRA? Let's talk a little bit about the differences.
Yes. So traditional IRA, kind of talked about it there for a moment, pre-tax contributions, tax-deferred growth. Now, let me pause for a moment because I know a lot of people are going, that doesn't make sense. How can I make a pre-tax contribution out of money that I've already received and paid taxes on?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
like, I work at WIBA. I don't, but let's say I did. I work at WIBA, or I'm sorry, iHeartMedia.
Yeah.
WIBA isn't the employer, it's a station. Okay. So I work there, they pay me, I pay taxes on it, it's post-tax income, and then I put money into a pre-tax traditional IRA. How the heck does that work? Well, the way it works is at the end of the year, you'll claim that contribution, and the IRS will send you back the money you should not have paid in taxes on that contribution. So it ends up being, in the eyes of the IRS, and really in your actual dollars and cents, it ends up being a pre-tax contribution, even though when you did it, you were doing it with post-tax money. Now, if we can pause for a moment, for anybody who is eligible to contribute to a 401k, which I know iHeartMedia has, right? If you're eligible to contribute to a 401k, but you're bypassing that option and instead doing a traditional IRA, I have to be frank, I'm kind of scratching my head on that one, because it's a lot simpler to make a pre-tax 401k contribution before you ever get paid than to earn after-tax wages and wait around for 6 or 12 months to get your tax money back from the IRS. So I'm a big fan of if your employer offers 401k plans, take advantage. Now, and I know we're probably running out of time in this short segment, but Roth IRA is a post-tax contribution with tax-free growth. But for anybody who's paid attention to this, you are limited on your ability to make a Roth contribution based, a Roth IRA contribution based on your total income. You are not, however, limited on your ability to make a Roth 401k contribution based on your income, meaning you could earn $1 million a year and still make a Roth 401k contribution. It's just the Roth IRA where your income is, or your ability to contribute is limited by your income.
He is CJ Kloss. He comes to us from Kloss Financial. You can find him online, klaasfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. You can also call the Kloss Financial office, is 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have a question for CJ, he would love to answer it for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We're going to talk a little bit about catch-up amounts for 2016, talk a little bit about a stretch IRA, and we'll also talk specifically about Kloss Financial and some of the importance of having that financial team behind you. We will do all of that next, as well as take your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone number, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss joins us from Kloss Financial's answers to all your retirement questions in one place right here on 1310 WIBA with Money in Motion. Don't forget the website, klaasfinancial.com. Telephone number as well, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. CJ, talking about a topic today that I think a lot of people have questions about, which is the IRAs, Roth IRAs, the differences. What can I do with which, and how does it there? You talk about a complex cog and lever system where all these things are in motion and moving. We started talking a little bit about and kind of just did an overview. Let's get a little more detailed on some of this stuff.
Yeah, so I guess first things first, I do encourage people, if you have questions, call in. Mm-hmm. I know Sean does a good job of reminding you of that, but I do love really good, thoughtful questions on these topics. And I always, there's this tension between, you know, providing kind of the connoisseur listeners with enough detail to really learn something mm-hmm. new while remaining relevant to the general populace as we go through this. So today, I just have to warn you, is going to be probably more detailed than our average Money in Motion show. So I apologize for that. They're not all quite this detailed. But as it pertains to these Roth IRAs and traditional IRAs, or Roth 401ks and traditional 401ks, I guess there's a couple of high-level reminders that I want all of our listeners to take away from today. The high-level reminder is that your company-sponsored corporate retirement plan, assuming that is a 401k, 403b, 457 plan, something like that, is a simpler way to contribute because it comes out before you ever get paid, mm-hmm. and it offers higher contribution limits than a IRA would, and there is no income limitation on your contribution to 401ks or 403bs. Once you move down the ladder to the IRA or Roth IRA world, a lot of rules start to apply. Now, there's rules across the board with anything the IRS does, but especially once you move down to the IRA and Roth IRA. So a couple of those rules would be, once you reach the age of 70 and a half, you can no longer contribute to a traditional IRA. Let me repeat that. Once you reach the age of 70 and a half, you can no longer contribute to a traditional IRA, even if you have earned income. Conversely, you can contribute to a traditional 401k, and you don't even have to start paying required minimum distributions at the age of 70 and a half in a traditional 401k, assuming you are still working for a company that offers that corporate retirement plan. Okay, so a couple other things as it kind of pertains to IRAs. We've heard this notion of my RA. Let me repeat that. My RA, right? This is a government-created, I shouldn't laugh when I say government. This is a government-created retirement plan. It works like a Roth IRA, by the way. Mm-hmm. You make contributions, and the limits are the same. It's $5,500 a year is the maximum. If you're under the age of 50, it's $6,500. If you're over the age of 50, just like a traditional Roth IRA, would work. But the MyRA, it is an after-tax contribution with tax-free growth, but you can only invest in government securities. So it's just kind of laughable to me because I'm sitting here going, listen, if you want to invest in a Roth IRA, go to one of the 50 different platforms where you can invest in anything, including government securities. And don't mishear me. I think government securities are a viable option. Mm-hmm. But this notion of having a closed system where all you can invest in is government securities, listen, I appreciate what they're trying to do, but it's really bolstering. What they're really trying to do is bolster the government debt. So just be aware of that. I'm not saying it's the worst idea. I just think it's always interesting when the government gets into the private sector of offering, you know, securities like this.
But, you know, and also, CJ, as we examine all these options, and you know, as you mentioned, some of these with the MyRA. A little restrictive, and you know, when we're talking about individual retirement planning, individuals putting together their retirement plan, the idea that you choose something that doesn't give the individual options, it to me doesn't seem like a real good path to follow.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because as a firm that works primarily on a fee basis, mm-hmm. as a fiduciary on behalf of our clients, you're exactly right. We love transparency. Mm-hmm. We love options. We love flexibility. Now, within that, everybody's heard us. We have these three key words, right? Consolidate, simplify, diversify. Consolidate, simplify, diversify. And sometimes two of those three sound in conflict with one another, which is consolidate and diversify. But the reality is you can do that because these trading platforms now, Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, Schwab, Pershing, E-Trade, any one of them offers you the ability to have a singular account, say a singular IRA or a singular after-tax account, but you can invest in almost anything that trades on the open market. Mm-hmm. So as you say, I like that. I like the ability for clients to be able to choose what risk tolerance they have. Now, I have to be careful. To defend what the government was trying to do here, they were trying to give people a turnkey, kind of dumbed down, simplified way of having no risk. Mm-hmm. And I will agree, you know, some people go, ha, government is no risk. That's not true. Well, from what they're trying to define it as, probably the most stable investment literally on the globe, even more stable than FDIC insurance, would be a U.S. government security. Let me repeat that. I know this is kind of probably on this station, you know, going to piss some people off, but it's probably true. FDIC insured banks are not going to be as secure as a U.S. government securities debt, because you have to realize the only way they're not going to pay you back is if the U.S. government goes out of business.
We've got bigger problems at that
point. Well, the globe has big problems at that point. So anyway, that was their point of creating this kind of risk-free, simplified version of a retirement savings account. Plus, it served the purpose of bolstering U.S. government debt.
Sure.
Which made that happen.
And I've just got a quick, real quick, is I assume then the return is probably marginal at best.
Oh, marginal at best. That's right. You're investing in, you know, mostly 10-year U.S. treasuries, which are somewhere between 1.5% and 2.5% at this stage of the game. So, yeah, not a lot of growth there. But again, it is something for people to be aware of. You can go to myra.gov or .com and take a look at what that plan is.
CJ Kloss comes to us from Kloss Financial. Online, klossfinancial.com, KLAASfinancial.com. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you'd like to sit down with CJ and the people at Kloss Financial, they'd love to meet with you. A nice thing, too, that first meeting, to get to know each other, get a little kick of the tires. It doesn't cost you a penny. Just pick up the phone, give them a call. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Go on, hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll also talk about what the real difference is between a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA and take more of your calls at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, hold on to that telephone number a little bit later in the segment. We will have our Klaus quiz question of the week. And Ben has a question. Ben, welcome to the program. You're on the air with C.J. Klaus from Klaus Financial.
Hey there, Ben.
Yes, thanks for explaining how my IRA works. I didn't realize that. However, I have a question. When my IRA is invested in the treasury securities or treasury instruments, just like some of the other treasuries, are they free from state income tax, the income?
Yes, they are. So what you're kind of tapping into here, Ben, is the difference between the tax governance of the account. So what you're referencing is the difference between a state-run municipal security. So, and this is great, listeners. Anybody else listening out there, pay attention to this. So in an after-tax or a joint, call it brokerage account, you can sometimes invest in municipal securities, which are securities kind of created in the state in which you reside, and get federally tax-free because it's a municipal security and state income tax-free growth. But that's inside the confines of an after-tax account. What this is talking about, Ben, is that this is a version of a Roth IRA. So whether it was, no matter what kind of security it's in, the growth is tax-free. Right, you see what I'm saying? Because the tax governance applies to it, which the tax governance is the governance of Roth IRAs, basically. So it works exactly like a Roth IRA. So even though you're right, it's investing in government securities and not necessarily your state's government securities. It could just be, you know, federal debt. It still is going to give you both state and federal tax-free growth because of the Roth covering. Does that make sense, Ben?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't realize that. So that has to be taken into consideration.
It does.
Comparing what the returns are versus what you can get outside.
Absolutely. You got it.
Fantastic question, as always. I know Ben's called. I feel like we've heard from him a couple of times before. Always great, great questions and interesting.
He's one of those connoisseur listeners I was talking about. He gets to the finer details. I love it. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, great call. And if you have a question for CJ, whether it's real basic or you've got something involving what taxes are due on what, CJ is a great resource. Comes to us from Klaus Financial. Our telephone number, if you have a question for CJ, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. As we were talking about Roth and traditional IRAs, what is the real difference between the two?
Well, so I want to talk about one other thing here, and again, this gets into the nitty gritty. So I really apologize for those who don't love the detail here, but some of us have heard of this tax-free Roth conversion or a backdoor Roth conversion, and they're wondering, what is this? And I just want to try to give you a quick skinny on this and how it works. So most people know that if you're eligible to make contributions to a 401k and you're maxing out that 401k, let's say on a pre-tax basis, so it is what we would call a traditional pre-tax 401k contribution, but you would really like to be able to save more into retirement accounts, but you just can't because you're already maxing it out, but your income is too high to allow you to do a tax-deductible traditional IRA contribution. This is a common situation we run into. I shouldn't say statistically, it's actually not that common. Not that many people can afford to do this. But for those that do, they say, what's my option? So there's called this backdoor Roth contribution or tax-free Roth conversion, whereby you can still make a traditional IRA contribution if your income is too high. It's just that it's not deductible. Let me repeat that. If your income is too high to make a pre-tax traditional IRA contribution, it doesn't mean you can't contribute. It just means it's not deductible. So what would happen if then, you know, a month later you converted that into a Roth IRA? Well, I'll tell you what would happen. If you did a, you know, $6,500 traditional non-deductible retirement account contribution and a month later did a Roth conversion, that is what we call a backdoor Roth contribution. Now, some people go, well, why didn't you just put it into a Roth in the first place? Because you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA if your income is too high.
Oh.
So this is a backdoor way of getting money into a Roth IRA while actually earning too much to be normally eligible. So I probably butchered that, everybody. I hope for those who are, you know, really listening closely, they understood it. If you have additional questions, call the office and I can explain it to you.
That's 442-5637, 442-5637. Of course, online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And CJ, getting a little tight on time, and I know we've got a ton of stuff. I love how when you guys come in, there's always, we tend to leave half the show on paper. People never get, before we get out of here, what is something, if you had to stress one thing from today's show, what's important right now?
You know, what I would stress, everybody, is that you need a financial advisor who is your coach and or quarterback. We've used this analogy before, and I just cannot stress this enough, because there's all these little ins and outs of, you know, taxes or investments and how they work. And I just really encourage you, kind of like your general practitioner. We liken this to medicine all the time, right? You have your family doc, and you hope that your family doc provides some sort of coordination of care between all the different specialists out there. Because for those of us who have worked, with doctors, these are some of the most brilliant people in the world, but sometimes they're brilliant in their narrow and deep lines of profession. And yet the coordination amongst them can be just a disaster. And by the way, some of those people I'm talking about would admit this. They would say it's the coordination between all of the specialists that can be a disaster. So think of your financial advisor, if they're good at what they do, as that coordinator, as the one who is knowledgeable enough to kind of speak into each one a little bit, but also wise enough to not think they're the expert of everything. So that's kind of the role that we play for our clients. We are that coach and quarterback of their financial affairs, and we work with the other professionals on their financial team.
If you're looking for a financial advisor, maybe you're dissatisfied with the person you're currently working with, the nice thing is that first meeting, that first get to know you with Klaus Financial won't cost you a penny. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. Telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. You can find them online, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. This is Money in Motion. It is time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and you've got to be the first caller within the 30 minutes from the end of today's program to 442-5637. That's 442-5637. That's the number for Klaus's Financial office here in Madison. If you are the first caller with that correct answer, you will win this week's prize. Great prize, as always, a $25 gift card for Ruby Tuesdays. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. If a person decides to convert a traditional IRA into a Roth IRA, what year do the taxes need to be paid? Now, this is a multiple choice answer, and the answer is, I'm not going to give it. You're going to have to call
right.
Call with your guess, the telephone number, 442-5637, at number 442-5637. CJ, fun as always. You have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Don't forget the telephone number, 442-5637, the website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. This is Money in Motion.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.